الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam globally is passing through a very difficult and a very trying phase or period of its existence. If one has to look into Quran and Hadith, the exemplary manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great, great promises of help, nusrat, izzat, respect, dignity and honor for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are mentioned in various places of the Quran. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَى آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ Special nusrat and help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ummah. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition for this ummah. Barakat and blessings of the heavens and the earth for this ummah. Khilafat, vicegerency, superiority of this earth for this ummah. Hayatan tayyiba, pure life for this ummah. What I have recited is just a few verses, many, many more verses in the Quran. If you look away from Quran towards the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam of the past, when they heard of this ummah, they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the nubuwat of this ummah, and if they were denied that, to at least be included in this ummah. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah alayhi mentions the riwayat. Adam alayhi salam, who is Adam alayhi salam, the founder of humanity? The father of humanity. What does he say with regards to this ummah? Inna Allah ta'ala a'ta ummata Muhammad arba'a karamat ma'ataniha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with four distinctions that I, the father of humanity, was not given. Inna qubula tawbati kana bi makkah wa ummata Muhammad ya'suna fi kulli makan fayataqabbalu Allahu tawbatahum. He said, I made a mistake. 40 years he cried, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Finally, after 40 years of tawbah, repentance, his repentance was accepted in Makkah Mukarramah. He says, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sin in the four corners of the globe and Allah will still accept the tawbah. إِنِّي كُنْتُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَلَمَّا عَصَيْتْ جَعَلَنِ اللَّهُ عُرْيَانًا وَأُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدْ يَعَصُونَ عُرَاتًا فَيُلْبِسُهُمُ اللَّهُ He says, I was in Jannah, I made a mistake. Allah stripped us of the clothes of Jannah. They had to cover themselves using the leaves of the trees. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sin in a naked state and Allah will still give them clothes to wear. إِنِّي كُنْتُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَلَمَّا عَصَيْتْ فُرِّقَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِمْرَاتِي وَأُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدْ يَعَصُونَ وَلَا يُفَرَّقُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ He says, I made a mistake in Jannah. Allah separated me from my wife. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sin again and again. They will not be separated from their spouses. إِنِّي كُنْتُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَلَمَّا عَصَيْتْ أَخْرَجَنِ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا وَأُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدْ يَعْصُونَ خَارِجَ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلُونَهَا بِالتَّوْبَةِ. He says, I was in Jannah, I made a mistake. Allah took me out of Jannah. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sin outside Jannah, and through their tawbah, Allah will put them into Jannah. Musa alayhi salam, we know, what did Allah do for that Ummah? They were in a desert. No economy, no industry, no agriculture, no source of livelihood. The life of a desert is synonymous with intense heat. What was the nizam and system Allah put into place for the Ummah of Musa alayhi salam? Allah gave them cloud cover. As the sun would rise, the clouds would move with the sun to shade this Ummah. Allah sent down man and salwa from Jannah to this earth. Food of Jannah was sent to this earth for the Ummah of Musa alayhi salam. This happened for 40 years, according to some riwayat. So Musa alayhi salam posed the question to Allah, and this question makes sense, it's logical. He says, هَلْ مِنَ الْأُمَمْ أَفْضَلُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي ظَلَّلْتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامُ وَأَنْزَلْتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. He said, oh Allah, tell me, is there any other ummah that has greater distinction and honor than this ummah of mine, for whom you send the food of Jannah to the earth, for whom you gave cloud cover? Look at the veracity, look at the response that Allah gives him. To understand the veracity of this response, understand it by way of an example. If you ask someone, bhai, can you compare Khaliq with Makhluq? Can you compare the creator with the created? Even a simpleton, a person of minimal intellect, will tell you that it is a foolish exercise to even endeavor to compare Allah with the creation. What grounds can there possibly be for comparison? Allah Ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ فَضْلَ أُمَّتِ أَحْمَدْ عَلَىٰ سَائِرِ الْأُمَمْ كَفَضْلِ عَلَىٰ خَلْقِ. Then, O Musa, just as it is impossible to compare me with my creation, it is impossible to compare any other ummah with the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. Such an ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi said, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّةٌ مَرْحُومًا. This is that ummah upon which the special selected mercies of Allah are descending. One is Quran, the other is Hadith. The other is the glowing annals of the history of the achievement of this ummah. By the time the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala who came, 2 to 12 years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam had spread to 2,200,000 square miles. 4,000 Jamia masjids had been established. 60 or 70 years later, 2/3 of the known world was covered with the light of Islam. My respected brothers, the critical question that has to concern every Muslim of today is that if you move your eyes away from the pages of Quran, the picture that Quran paints of this ummah, move your eyes away from the ahadith, move your eyes away from the annals of the history of the achievement of this ummah, and then look at the pitiable, miserable, humiliating picture that this ummah today presents. An ummah that is being kicked from pillar to post. An ummah that cannot even protect the sanctity of the name of its Nabi. An ummah, at one time, the name of this ummah would inspire awe in the hearts of the disbelievers. Today, this ummah has become a source of mockery for those who are away from Islam. One wonders, is this the same ummah Quran is talking about? Is this the same ummah that was praised in that manner? Is this the same ummah that achieved what has achieved in the past? What it is important for us to understand, it is very easy to blame everyone else. That is the escape route, the easy way out. Blame the superpowers, blame science, blame technology, blame weaponry, blame armies. Blame the Yahud, blame the Nasara, blame everyone else. That has never been the tariqah that has been subscribed to us in Quran and Hadith. What does Quran and Hadith tell us? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. What is Quran telling us? What is Allah telling us? Stop looking elsewhere. Look within yourself. Look within yourself. What is your affair with Allah? What is your conduct? What is your 24-hour daily life? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of the hand of Abu Sufyan and he addressed him directly. The mode of expression was, Ya Aba Sufyan. He's addressing Abu Sufyan. Ulama explained this address is not specific to Abu Sufyan. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing Abu Sufyan, but in reality, who is being addressed? Every Muslim. Every reciter of Kalima La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Muslim, whether in America, Africa, Asia, China, Australia, any corner of the globe, in any era or period till Qiyamah, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing you directly. Ya Aba Sufyan, Ya Muhammad, Ya Musa, Ya Imran. What is my Nabi saying? قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِكَرَامَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Leave everyone else. Stop worrying about everyone else. I have brought a way of life. My 24-hour daily life. My mold, my example. My Nabi has addressed every one of us. Embrace my way of life. And Allah takes upon Himself that not only will Allah give you akhirat and jannat, Allah will give you the dignity and honor of this world also. Internalize the problem, stop externalizing the problem. This is Allah's promise. And 14 centuries ago, Quran issued the decree and the warning. And Allah's sunnah will never change. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. Quran's decree will never change. What did my Allah say? فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Warn them and caution them, O my Nabi, if they will move away from your way of life. If they will stop making you their imam, if you will no longer be their guideline or their symbol, if they will choose other ways of life besides the way of life that you have brought, then it is my Allah's decision. It is my Allah's decision. Understand, my respected brothers. Allah, give us the understanding. It is my Allah's decision that the only way of life that will be acceptable to Allah till Qiyamah is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you will say that you are a believer and a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but you will not choose his way of life, then Allah says, Allah takes upon Himself that He will disgrace you in this world. He will humiliate you. He will bring you down. Why? Not because Allah has forsaken you, but so that you make tawbah, so that you come back to the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you fail to do so in this world, then what is the warning? Allah protect us. Allah says a terrible punishment awaits you in the hereafter. Being included in this ummah carries a responsibility with it. Being included in this ummah is not just some title or some element of symbolism. There is a zimedari and a responsibility attached to this honor which Allah has given us. And what is that responsibility? To embrace every aspect of the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To value every ada, every action of my Nabi. To value it. To regard it to be supreme to every other way of life. If my Nabi kept a beard, then this is a sign of dignity and honor. And the one who will shave, we're not here to point the finger towards anyone. The one who to keep up with the norms of society will sacrifice the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the message? What is in that heart? To choose a way of dressing different from the way of my Nabi. To choose a conduct different from the way of my Nabi. To have a value system different from the way of my Nabi. What are we saying? What are we saying? Can there be any other way superior to the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This month of Rabiul Awal, we hear a lot of Sira majalis, Sira gatherings, nazams, naats are sung. Praises of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are extolled. We cannot possibly do justice, even an iota of justice, to the praise of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what is the message of Rabiul Awal? What is the haqiqat of Rabiul Awal? What is the reality of Rabiul Awal? Ponder and reflect. Allah has preserved every aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? So that no excuse can remain. Just by way of example, if you look at this generation, majority of us 25, 30, 35, 40 years old. There'd be a few younger, a few older. If you go now and ask each person in this masjid, by which day of the week you were born? What day was it? What time was it? Where were you born? This generation, computer age, space age, technological age, the age of information, majority of us will not be able to answer what day of the week we were born or what time we were born. If you look at the annals of history, if you look at the annals, even Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, these were the most reverent, honored of Allah's slaves. These were the most reverent and honored of humanity, 124,000 Anbiya. Only 25 Nabi's names are mentioned in the Quran. Where the graves of these Nabi's are, where they were born, where they passed away, what was their legacy and life, there is absolutely no certain information with regards to any other Nabi. In the annals of history, you will find mention of rulers, of conquerors, of tyrants. Very rarely you will find mention of an orphan, and not just any orphan. An orphan that is born in a desert, in the most backward nation of the time. Yet miraculously, when it comes to this orphan, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, born in a desert, in the most backward nation of the time, every aspect of the existence of this Nabi is recorded. Why? Allah revealed in His Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we reveal this Quran and we will protect this Quran. A lot of times when you hear this verse, what we think it refers to protecting the letters and the alphabets of the Quran. Definitely, Allah has taken upon Himself, Dajjaloon, Kadhaboon will come. They will try to alter and adulterate the Quran. Allah has placed the mantle of protection in the Quran. In the 1938-39, it is historically recorded, that time Germany was at its height. Some German scholars got together, they collected 5 or 6 manuscripts of the Bible. When they compared it, they found variations in every manuscript. Then they started collecting manuscripts of the Quran. Tireless effort they made. 40,000 different manuscripts of the Quran were collected. When they compared them, they could not find one variation in any manuscript. Not one letter, not one alphabet had been changed. Allah has placed the mantle of protection, not only on the letters and alphabets of the Quran. The message of the Quran, the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, the akhlaq and character and conduct of the Quran. What the Quran wants, the goal of the Quran, that also has been protected. Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, our mother, when she was asked to describe the akhlaq and character and morals of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was her response? She said, "Kana khuluquhul Quran." Kana khuluquhul Quran. She said, if you want to see his akhlaq, his character, his morals, his day, his night, his conduct, then read the Quran. He was the living Quran. He was the walking Quran. He was the talking Quran. He was the living manifestation of the message of Kalamullah, of the Quran. And like Allah took upon Himself the protection of the alphabets and the letters of the Quran, Allah took upon Himself to protect every aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why this generation, we don't know details about ourselves, yet you turn the clock back 14 centuries. 14 centuries, and when it comes to this orphan, every aspect recorded. Born on a Monday, according to the Christian calendar, 22nd of April 571. It was Amul Fil, according to the Arab calendar, the year when Abraha tried to attack Baytullah and his army was miraculously destroyed. 6 months after that incident, it was a Monday. What was the time? That also is recorded. Subah Sadiq, daybreak, dawn, 22nd of April in Makkah Mukarramah, dawn is 4:20 in the morning. Father's name Abdullah, mother's name Amina. The one who assisted in his birth, Shifa bint Amr, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu an. Foster mother Khalima. Look at the names that surround my Nabi. Ulama say these are not coincidental. Father's name Abdullah, his inception occurred in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name Amina, he was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. Midwife Shifa, Shifa bint Amr. That personality who came to give Shifa and to cure the maladies of humanity was being born. Foster mother Halima, Halima. He drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq and character. She was from the Banu Saad clan. Saad means Saad, dignity and honor. He was from the Banu Hashim family. The word Hashim denotes generosity. He was born in Rabiul Awwal. Why not Ramadan? Why not the Ashur Hurum? Ulama say he did not need a sacred month. His existence gave sacredity to the month. Born in a desert. What is a desert synonymous with? No agriculture, no water, no life. He was the life. He was the agriculture. He was the rejuvenation of this earth. Rabi', Rabi'ul Awwal. What does Rabi' mean? Spring. What does spring denote? After the desolation and devastation of winter, spring promises summer, promises life, promises rejuvenation. Rejuvenation after the desolation of kufr and zulmat and darkness, the light, the spring, the promise of rejuvenation, of re-enlivenment. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being born at what time? Daybreak. What happens at daybreak? After the long darkness of the night, light comes. Light comes. Humanity was steeped in darkness. أَفَلَتْ شُمُوسُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَشَمْسُنَا أَبَدًا عَلَىٰ أُفُقِ الْعُلَالَىٰ تَغْرُبُ. Like the poet says, the suns, the sources of light of the nations of the past have set. Our sun, our source of light, our imam, our hadi, our rahbar, our guide, our muzammil, our muddathir, our da'i ilallah, our siraj, our munir, our muhammad, our ahmad, our mahi, our hashir, our aqib, our fatih, our taha, our abul qasim, our hashim, our rashid, our murshid, our munjim, our naji, muhammadur rasulullah, rahmatul lil alamin, Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the physical sun of this world will be destroyed. This universe will be destroyed. But his light will never ever set. Wa shamsuna abadan ala ufuqil ula la taghrubu. Like Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, lana shamsun, walil afaqi shams. وشمسنا خير من شمس السماء لأن شمس السماء تطلع بعد فجر وشمسنا تطلع بعد عشاء. She used to say, we have one sun and the horizon has one sun. Our sun is better than the sun of the horizon. Why? The sun of the horizon rises when? After daybreak, it's already light. Even if the sun didn't rise, what difference does it make? When did our sun rise? When the world was steeped in darkness. Our sun, our source of light, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rose and lit up the entire world. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala used to say, ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ka'anna ash-shamsa tajri fi wajhihi wa idha dhahika yatala'alu fil judur. He used to say, I've never seen anything more beautiful than the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was as if the sun would shine from his face. And he says, when my Nabi would smile, the noor and the light of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, man ra'ahu badihatan habahu wa man khalatahu ma'rifatan ahabbahu yaqulu na'ituhu lam ara qablahu wala ba'dahu mithlahu. If someone accidentally came upon him, such was the noor, such was the effulgence, such was the light, such was the awe, such was the beauty, he'd be overawed. But as he interacted with him, automatically he would love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the one who described him would say, before this and after this, I have never seen anything more beautiful than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hind bin Abi Hala used to say, يَتَلَأْلُوا وَجْهَهُ تَلَأْلُوا الْقَمْرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. She used to say that the face of my Nabi would shine like the 14th full moon. Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu says, كُنْتُ فِي لَيْلَةِ أَضْحِيَانِ. It was a full moon night. The courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying with his head in my lap. I looked to his face, I looked to the moon. I looked to his face, I looked to the moon. By the qasam of my Allah, the beauty and effulgence of the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more than the full moon also. Every aspect recorded. Passed away 12th of Rabiul Awal. It was the time of Chash. According to the Christian calendar, 733. According to the Islamic calendar, 12th year of Hijrah. Number of days in this world, 22,330 days. Number of days of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days. Recorded. Such aspects of my Nabi's life are recorded that even if we didn't know these things, even if we didn't know these things would make absolutely no difference to our Jannat and Jahannam. It would make absolutely no difference to Shariat and Deen. Yet Allah did not even allow these aspects of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be lost. Such is the love and bond between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An example of this. The riwayat mentioned by Alama Suyuti rahimahullah in his Khasais al-Kubra, relying on Abu Nu'aym's Hilya, sanad and the riwayat is daif, it's weak. But this is by way of example. What detail has been recorded? Amina, the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says 9 months had passed. She says, I began experiencing the normal discomfort that a woman in this tenor of pregnancy experiences. Faraait ka'anna janaha tayrin abyad masaha ala fuadi fadhahaba anni kull ra'bin wa kull waj'in kuntu ajidu. She says, all of a sudden a white bird came down. With its wing it started massaging my chest, as a result of which all the pain and discomfort I was experiencing disappeared. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتْتُ فَإِذَا أَنَا بِشُرْبَةٍ بَيْضَاءَ لَبَنًا كُنْتُ أَطْشَى فَتَنَاوَلْتُهَا فَشَرِبْتُهَا. She says, then I turn, and all of a sudden I saw a bowl of white milk in front of me. I was thirsty. I picked it up. I started drinking. فَكَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْ بَصَرِي وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَةَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا وَرَأَيْتُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَعْلَامٍ مَضْرُوبَاتٍ عَلَمًا فِي الْمَشْرِقِ Alaman fil maghrib, alaman ala dhahril kaaba. She said, as I drank the milk, Allah removed the veil of the unseen and the whole world became visible to me. I saw 3 huge flags, one in the east, one in the west, one on the center of Kaabatullah. She says, I became immersed in this vision. When the vision lifted, miraculously I noticed that the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any pain or comfort had already occurred. The newborn baby, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was lying next to her. Shifa bint Amr, the mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf, she became a Muslim later on. She would assist. She was a midwife. She was also present. Immediately she says, I noticed 3 things that were unique about this child. Wulida makhtunan. Other children, circumcision takes place 6 months, 1 year, sometimes later. This child was born already circumcised. Maktu' surra. Other children, the umbilical cord has to be separated. This child was born with the umbilical cord already separated. Other children have to be bathed. They are impure when they are born. This child was born or as if he had already been given a bath. He was completely pure. She says, a burst of energy came into the newborn child. He turned around and he went into sajda as an adult makes sajda. He remained in sajda a long time. Then he lifted up his head. When he lifted up his head from the sajda, he raised his finger and he said, Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila. Allah is the greatest. That personality who had come to raise Allah's name in this world, who had come to raise the flag of Tawheed, announces his introduction into the world. She says, when he raised his shahadat finger, a light came out of the finger, as a result of which she saw the palaces of Syria and of Basra. Amina was afraid, what is happening? She picked the child up, placed it on her lap. It was a custom of the times of jahiliyyah and ignorance that to protect the child, the newborn child, from bad nazri, from bad eyes, they would place a metal pot over the child. So they placed this metal pot over the newborn baby. Allah would not tolerate that such practices of ignorance should occur for his Nabi. No sooner they placed the pot, all of a sudden they heard a cracking sound and the pot cracked open. Little while later, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended. فَغَشِيَتُ وَغَيَّبَتُ, covered the body of this child, he became invisible. Then the cloud lifted up and a voice called out from the unseen, طُوفُ بِهِ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا لِيَارِفُ بِسْمِهِ وَنَعْتِهِ وَسُورَتِهِ, take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire universe come to know that the bridegroom of humanity, that moment for which the entire humanity was holding its breath, has finally come. Let them be introduced to the beauty, to the perfection, to the character, to the characteristics of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa atuhu khuluq Adam wa marifat Shith wa shuja'at Nuh wa khullat Ibrahim wa istislam Ismail wa fasahat Salih wa hikmat Lut wa ridha Ishaq wa bushra Yaqub wa shiddat Musa wa jihad Yusha wa hubb Daniel wa waqar Yunus wa ta'at Ilyas wa sabr Ayyub ولحن داود وعصمة يحيى وزهد عيسى واغمسوه في أخلاق النبيين. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifices of Ismail alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam. Waghmi suhu fi akhlaqin nabi. 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salam had preceded him. What is Allah saying? That the special quality of every Nabi, the distinctive quality of every Nabi, let it be collectively placed in the zaat and the personality of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was made Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya, the collective representative of the galaxy of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. This is when he was a baby, just a few hours old. For the next 63 years, he rose in stature, he rose in dignity, he rose in honor to that maqam and status. Like Allama Sadi, rahimahullah, puts it quite succinctly, that Ba'das Khuda Buzurg, Tui Qisa Mukhtasar, after Allah in greatness, in beauty, in reverence, in nobility, in status, in perfection, you are the final word. You are the final testimony, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As I mentioned earlier, time is running out, we can go on. We can go on, the Naat Khanis of this world can go on. Those who postulate forms in his honor and dignity can go on. Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, all this put together will not fulfill even one iota of an iota of the maqam and status of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But what is the lesson? What is the lesson? What is the haqiqat? What is the reality of Rabiul Awwal? That Nabi who finished himself for us, that Nabi who tied stones to his stomach for us, that Nabi who has suffered more than any other human being for the sake of this ummah to introduce humanity to Allah, that Nabi whose entire life was given so that one person can be saved from Jahannam and go into Jannah, that Nabi who introduced each one of us to Allah, who showed us deen, who showed us shariat, who gave us the way to Jannah. Where is our allegiance to that Nabi today? Where is our recognition of the Qurbani and sacrifice of that Nabi today? Is it just a question of having a good name, Ghulam Muhammad, slave of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and head to toe, every aspect of our life indicates the dushmani and enmity of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Go to our businesses. The more time you enter, music blaring. What did my Nabi say about that? Steeped in riba and interest. Look at our conduct in society, brother not talking to brother, father not talking to son, no haq and right for the parents. Look at our behavior with our wives. And we say we are Ashika Rasul, follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go to our wedding gatherings. What we write on the card, an nikahu min sunnati, and you can barely enter and the cameras are blaring. Music is blaring, women dressed in such a way that it is, one wonders, are they clothed or are they unclothed? And we say, an nikahum in sunnati. One or two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from head to toe, the rest of it are hypocrisy of the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say, be pard, bazaaron mein phirna, nabi ki zindagi ke mazak hai. Karobar ko sood par chalana, nabi ki zindagi ke mazak hai. Monday and Thursday, ask ourselves this question. Ghulam Muhammad, this month of Rabiul Awwal, ask ourselves this question. When the amal of this ummah, when my amal are being presented before that Mubarak Ruh in Madinah Munawara, am I a source of coolness or comfort to him, or am I a source of duk and pain for him? This is Rabiul Awwal. Not 10 days or 12 days of nazams and naats. Rabiul Awwal, every wallah, 365 days of the solar calendar, if every second is spent in sajda, thanking Allah for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not do haqq of it. It's not a question of 1 month. What is Rabiul Awwal? That at least, like I said, our time has run out. At least this much, like they say, Jashne Ahmed Rasul, this much haqq of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do, that each one of us looks within ourselves and makes tawbah to Allah. Makes tawbah that, Ya Allah, at least this much tawfiq give me, that wherever I go, whichever place I go, no matter who is in front of me, I will not have to introduce myself. Like a police officer doesn't have to introduce himself. You look at his uniform, you know he's a police officer. You can see which section or which group he comes from, just by the uniform. At least this much Ashik-e-Rasool bring within ourselves, that make this niyat and intention, Allah give us the tawfiq, that wherever I go, never mind it is false, inshallah Allah will accept the false also. And the false will become the means of the inside becoming corrected also. Make this niyat that wherever I go, I won't have to introduce myself. Just by looking at me, they will come to know this is Ghulam Muhammad. This is the follower and the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhira.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.